This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, can you imagine if you opened your door and that's what you heard sounding like an atomic bomb? Feel so sorry for those people in Lincoln County. They're investigating that fatal gas pipeline blast. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And it's something that we can relate to because, you know, we've seen this happen in various neighborhoods. And you see that these houses were leveled in one area. You had five people hospitalized, apparently they're okay, but a 58-year-old woman was killed, and it was described like an atom bomb going off one in the morning the other day, opening doors, etc., and being blown back and seeing fire all around them. Immediate response from the Lincoln County emergency teams, which was great, and they looked everywhere and looked for people, and it was a 30-inch wide pipeline that moves natural gas under high pressure. So think about that. The rupture happened at 1 in the morning, caused a ton of damage. You have to douse the flames for hours. You got to refill your tanks, and then you got to keep going back to the scene and do that. And you could see the flames 300 feet in the air. Windows are shaking, the ground's tumbling, rolling, all that kind of stuff. And it's a 9,000-mile pipeline, which goes from the Mexican border in Texas to New York City. And they were telling people just to stay away when they were putting out the fire because you had 31 trains that were backed up overnight. You had damaged railroad tracks. And it really was described as a bomb going off. Meanwhile, it's tariffs and China that are being discussed by the president. He talked to reporters outside of the White House today, and there's a new 10% tariff on Chinese imports. It could go past 25%. He told reporters that and said, you know, this is on $300 billion of Chinese imports starting on September 1st, and it's going to be imposed for a short term, could go up or down after that. Didn't really say much about that. And he left the White House for a campaign rally in Cincinnati and said, you know, you got to move fast on this. This is a trade war. And the Dow reacted, closed down 285 points. There were some gains, but they reversed because of this. Remember, the whole negative news sends it in a different direction. Now, they did have a series of meetings in Shanghai, and there was some progress, but it wasn't all the way across the board. Maybe they get something done. And the team that's there are optimistic, and it includes the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who feels pretty good about it, feels as though something could happen here. Ag industry massively affected. Why? Because of the soybeans. There is a backup of soybeans in this country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed private sales to China of like 68,000 tons of this stuff ended, you know, July 25th. And the sale was the first to a private buyer since Beijing offered to exempt five crushers from the 25% import tariffs imposed about a year ago. So those tariffs absolutely affecting the farmers, particularly the soybean farmers. It's going to affect the toy industry. It's going to affect clothing, all kinds of things. But it is a hard line to take. And Trump is saying, listen, nobody's done this, and we continue to be dumped on. He didn't use those words, but talked about what's happening with China and the money that's lost, and that you can't continue to do that. So he's taken a very, very hard line on this, and I don't think there's going to be any softening unless they come up with a plan that is beneficial to both. So that would have to be something where China would compromise. And as of now, that has not happened. The president, by the way, was also asked about North Korea because, yes, there was another missile launch, the short-range variety. That's not part of the agreement. That's what the president says. He says he has no problems about that. They were two short-range ballistic missiles early on Thursday. They were launched. And the president, again, downplayed the launches when he was asked about them, saying it's very standard. This is exactly what happens, that it doesn't violate a pledge that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made to the president not to test long-range missiles and nuclear weapons. A summit between the president and Kim in Vietnam, remember, in February collapsed after they didn't reconcile the differences. But then there was the thought, the meeting from June 30th and reviving the stalled denuclearization talks, that there's possibility, hope that things will stop and they'll get to an agreement here. So this was something that made huge ripples, but it is true. It was about the long range missiles versus the short. When you hear that, you're like, what? They lobbed some short range missiles? What, are you kidding me? What's going on with that? I don't understand why. Why did they do that? But that isn't in it. So of course that's exactly, you know, what's gonna happen. Absolutely. I don't know if this is happening to you or not, but I say that this show is about what is going on in my backyard and yours. If you've gone to some of those traditional, those traditional malls where everything was there, right? Like you had a big box store, whether it was, you know, clothing store, like whether it was Macy's or Bloomingdale's or a myriad of them that were attached. And then there were the boutique shops in between. And then there was a movie theater. And then there was places to eat. There was a food court. Boy, they are going the way of vinyl records. I mean, it's like, you can't find as many malls, except for the great big mall in Minnesota and some others. Mostly they're outdoor malls now. That's coming down. Because people aren't, they're abandoned. They're not going to the malls and shopping. So I bring this up because in my neighborhood, a mall that had been around since the 50s went down. Because that was it. They knew they were going to go in a different direction, retail, sell the commercial property. Because they weren't getting the people that were going into the stores anymore. And it just became a place for older people to walk. Right? So they'd be, you'd see 70 and 80 year olds walking around the mall. They'd do the walk inside, especially if it was cooler or there was hot elements. But yeah, that was it. And it just made me think, wow, it used to be that you'd go to the mall, right? We're going to go to the mall. It's like one-stop shopping. We know where there's three or four stores. We're going to hit them all. And then we're going to go to the food court. But they are still open around the U.S., but it's becoming more and more apparent that they're changing that as far as commercial real estate is concerned. So it's just interesting to watch and to see. It might not be happening where you are. You might still have that mall that is thriving and pumping and people are going there and it's fine, but not in big chunks of the country. There's usually maybe one. There's a big one that survives or a couple, but the rest are falling down. We're not falling down. We're here for you. Coming up next, we're talking about numbers in another edition of We Can Count.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Wild numbers for you this time around. We're going to have some fun with this one. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for listening to my show. So 526 teeth extracted from what? What would you think? Would you think 526 teeth? Where are you getting those? From a seven-year-old boy's mouth. Wow. How about that? I guess this seven-year-old was complaining about swelling on the right side of his lower jaw, and he'd been experiencing that since he was about three. He's now seven. They took him to a dental college in India, and they removed those teeth. The x-ray showed that his jaw had this sack of tissue weighing 200 grams. Wow! 526 teeth. So a benign tumor made up normal dental tissue, like the enamel. Some of the teeth were big, some were small, like a tenth of a millimeter. Others were 15 millimeters. Wow. Boy, oh boy. The surgery took 5 hours. Oh, that poor kid. Although, the good thing is that it's done, right? There was another case like this that happened in Mumbai where they had to extract teeth from a teenager, 232 of them, but 526? I can't even imagine for the parents and for the boy himself. I'm sure that all was discussed afterwards, and then, you know, that's show and tell at school or whatever. But to hear that would be startling. Well, we've got to have surgery, and there's quite a few teeth in there. Wow. 31 light years away, we're obviously talking about space. Astronomers discovered a super Earth. What the heck is a super Earth, and what does that mean? 31 years away. The planet, I love the names of these planets, right? The planet is named GJ 357D, so it's 6 times larger than the Earth. It orbits a dwarf sun, smaller than ours, because there's, did you know that? There's another sun. It's called GJ357, not the D, right? And it does it, it's smaller than ours. It does it every 55.7 days. And this international team of astronomers said that it could provide Earth-like conditions. That is cool. I mean, let's see what the Earth-like conditions are. I would be very, very curious about that. That piques my interest. I don't know about yours. So it's like having a mini version of us, and then we can observe what's happening there. Probably too hot to support life. I can't imagine it's inhabitable. That's what, certainly what they're saying. But that is a wild, I think that's a very wild number and very interesting. This is crazy scary, what I'm about to tell you. So we know, as we're all walking around with these cell phones, different varieties of cell phones, the one thing most of them have in common is you can take video, you can take pictures, all of that. So in an instant, boom, something happens you don't want anyone to see, you can get it. Well, how about this woman? She set up not her cell phone, but hidden cameras, because that's the same thing. Cameras have gotten so smaller. It's like those baby cams, nanny cams, they call them, so easy. They even have dog cams. I mean, look, you can go on some websites and you can see scenes from, like, my friends at the Pink Shells Resort in Fort Myers. If you go there, they've got, it's cool. They've got a camera on the place that's neat out back, and then they've got the beach. It makes you, like, want to go to the beach. Like, nobody's business when you watch this camera and you see all kinds of neat things happening. But this isn't about being neat. This is about a hidden camera that was set up. A suburban man got caught on. He's now been convicted of poisoning his wife by spiking her coffee with an antihistamine, and he's got to spend, for that, 60 days in jail on the weekends. So Teresa Kozwalski suspected her husband, Brian, at the time, Kozwalski, of doing something to the coffee and put the cameras in the kitchen. And it happened in 2018 while their divorce case was pending. I mean, they're now divorced, so he's not making her any coffee, and he's not, doesn't have access to her coffee. But she said she felt tired, she felt sick, blurred vision, and she was drinking the coffee. And she considered the poisoning attempted murder. He apologized in court. He said he had all this great remorse, and it was an ugly divorce, and that was what's so tough. I'm going to tell you. I told my husband, you are not making a coffee anymore. Would you put antihistamine in the coffee? Wow. I mean, things can get ugly, but that's scary. I agree with her. Who knows what would have happened in that? I'm no doctor, but she felt sick, tired, blurred vision. And what he gets is 60 days in jail on the weekend. I don't know. Is that too light of a sentence for that? Luckily, she survived it. She's done. She's out of it. But it is freaky. All right, this whole name game, change the name because it's offensive. I get it in some cases, but I love this story that Confederate railroad singer Danny Shirley says, "We ain't going to change our band's name. No way." He's the lead singer of Confederate Railroad. That's the name of the group. He said, "I'm not going to do it." They were scheduled to play in New York, but it was canceled. And then they had another concert, because they're pretty popular, that was canceled at the state fair in Illinois. He said, "I am who I am. We do what we do. I've been performing for 43 years. He said, "Hell, I've never seen anything like this." Through that time, me and the boys have been out playing for and connecting with audiences around the world, with everyone having a great time. That's what brings people together. That's how long we've been doing this. And he said he doesn't see an issue with the band. They first became nationally known country music-wise in the early 90s. And he's right. They have been playing all over the place. They're very, very popular. And they took their inspiration, they say, for the name, because there was a locomotive called the General, which was overtaken in Georgia in the middle of the Civil War, and it's a big attraction in Kennesaw, Georgia, where he was living at the time of signing with the record label, and that's how they came up with that that name, through that story, seeing it, and then that was the offshoot. It's interesting. We're going to do an unofficial poll. Is it fair or foul to use that name? Is it over the top? You've had it for all those years, but is it the wrong thing to do, and should they flip their name? 855-266-5283. If you call quickly, you can get in, but I don't think you're going to get in time. You can flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. So that's the number. There's already been three concerts that have been canceled. They've been performing for 43 years. And he said, yeah, we're not backing down from it. And like I said, I understand in some cases, but in this case, I get where the name came from. I get the frustration. People know the name, et cetera. And the renaming of it, what are they renaming it? Right? Maybe I'm wrong. I definitely see it as this is a case where, yeah, let that ride. Come on, let that ride. It's not even about whatever you think it's about. It's about them seeing it over and over and over again, and they lived there, and that was what they were looking at. That's what I'm going to say. Hey, that tariff I talked about, the Trump tariff, it could add $100 to the iPhone price. So if you're thinking of buying an iPhone, you might scurry and go do that sooner rather than later. The XR starts at $749. The top-of-the-line iPhone XS is $999. And the XS Max is $1,099. So imagine dumping another $75, $100 on top of that. And this is like that accessories thing, that part thing. Well, more than accessories, it's the part thing. So it would affect them. It would affect Apple, and then in turn, it would affect you if you were trying to get the latest, greatest iPhone, because you would have to pay more. So nobody wants to pay more. And since I just alerted you to that factor, I'm sure there's a mega giant crowd that wants to get the latest, greatest phone. It's so brilliant because they force us to do that, because they almost becomes, it also becomes almost obsolete, right? Because your phone can't do XYZ, and then you constantly have to update it, and then you're thinking, well, maybe the battery's better, so then you're forced to upgrade the phone just when you get used to the one you have. That's what keeps happening to me. What, really? We got to trade it in for another one, but now it's almost obsolete anyway because you have five more phones. Ooh! I'm just saying, we're talking about cybersecurity with one of my favorite people back in the Wayback Machine. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy has died of an apparent drug overdose. The situation unfolding at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod, 911 called and paramedics responding to the home, finding her in cardiac arrest. She's pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. Now, the incident at the house belonging to Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old widow of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy. In other news, President Trump holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Forbes Books at Bedtime, and oh, we have a special guest, Greg.
She must be special because when she showed up here, we're at WPO, the Women President's Organization, and when this woman showed up to be interviewed, I thought I was watching Entourage or something.
I
mean, this whole cadre of people coming up, kissing her, hugging her, photographing her.
Phyllis Newhouse, who, by the way, is on that fast track, number 7 on the fastest 50 growing.
Help us. 50 fastest women live. This is in the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible.
And you're number 7.
Number 7.
What's wrong with number 6?
You know, I wanted to be just. this is actually my 6th year on the list. 6 years in a row.
Wow.
In a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, number 1 next year.
Yeah. But all my girlfriends are ahead of me.
I like that.
So it's now a friendly competition. I love that. I love that.
And, of course, Phyllis is the chief, or is the CEO. She is the chief, but she's the CEO of Extreme Solutions.
Absolutely.
So Extreme Solutions, for my 3 million listeners who may not know, and I'm sure most of them do, what do you do at Extreme Solutions?
So Extreme Solutions is a cybersecurity firm, and we specialize in ethical hacking. So we work with companies with very large, complex infrastructures and networks, and then we help them look at the risks and the vulnerabilities in their network. And we do this in three different ways. We do it by training their cyber workforce. We also help them with mitigate strategies long-term to protect their networks. And then we do operational intelligence that help them understand how vulnerable they are based off of their industry and particularly what types of attacks that they're more prone to.
How did you get here?
So I spent 22 years in the Army. And when I left the military, working out of the cyber espionage, I decided that this was definitely the way of the future in terms of private sector, and so I started the company in 2002.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No.
Are you a spy?
No.
In all seriousness, what you just said
listen,
about, did you say cyber?
All women are spies, in case you didn't
that
know.
That was not the question I was exactly asking, but it was a great answer. So did you say you were...
So, well, yeah, worked in the military in information security, which was really, at the time, was cyber espionage.
I see.
That's internal breaches that happen as we're leaking classified information, that type of stuff.
Wow. So when you left the military, was it your goal to create a business, and did you ever see yourself having the incredible success you have?
Okay, so I'll start with the first question. And yes, I did see myself starting a business. I knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I liked building things. I had already led organizations and stood up organizations within the military. So that was sort of like business 101 for me. So when I got out, I didn't think that was going to be the tough part. Mm-hmm. The tough part was now you've led people, how do you grow revenue? Yeah. How do you grow an organization? So for me, in terms of success, I never really thought I would have a very small business.
You always had a very big goal.
A very big vision.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How important is that? That's a great point, Greg. How important is that vision? Do you think part of the problem for some women in business, or really anyone in business, is they have self-limiting beliefs, and that's part of the problem in growing revenue?
Right. I believe that a lot of women who start businesses, they say, well, I've heard women say, well, I just want something small. I'm not trying to be really big, because they don't believe they have the capacity to grow. They don't think that they can build the infrastructure big enough to grow. And so they limit themselves by saying, well, if I just make it to $1 million, I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
Because they can't see beyond, or they don't think they have the capabilities to run a company that size. They don't think they have the capabilities to find people, resources. And, too, they may not believe that they have it takes a lot of commitment to do that. And we talked about this yesterday with a group of young entrepreneurs, and we talked about what it takes in terms of commitment and discipline. And without the discipline, you certainly can't get to this level.
Coming from a woman who began her career in the military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the question I was going to ask you is, what did you learn in the military that helped you? And you've already answered it in a way. But I'm also wondering, when you came from such a disciplined but also very rigid environment, or as I envision it, and then going out into the business world where you're the boss, what did you learn from the military that helped you, and were there some things you had to relearn?
So the military teaches you leadership 101. And I'm going to tell you, to me, I believe that some of your most successful businesses and leaders, they are already great leaders anyway. So I didn't just want to be a good leader in the military. I wanted to be a great leader.
Gotcha.
And that's the difference between the two, is that great leaders understand how to build good people and make them great leaders. And so I knew that starting a company, I had to bring in great leaders. I'm the visionary at this point, so I need great leaders. And so that was the thing for me, was as long as I surround and build a team of great leaders and give that team the responsibility, they're responsible for growing the company. I give them the vision and they help grow that company. And that's, to me, how some of your larger companies have grown, is because they brought the great leaders in that know how to do it.
Where do you see the future of, I think your company, obviously, every year you're growing those revenues. You're in such a wide open space, I think, because how vital is security? How vital is what we're talking about with so many open ports and so many problems with, again, security?
Well, I can tell you why this industry is going to continue to grow. Number one, the attack that we're having, the breaches, when we start talking about democracy, when we start having these types of cyber attacks in our democracy systems around the world, not just in the U.S., we really don't have a workforce that exists right now. So we're building a brand new workforce. Your traditional IT guy will not even exist in 5 years. You will have to have people that understand cyber, and very complex cyber attacks will happen in the next 2 to 3 years. So why will Extreme Solutions grow? Why will I be number one in the next 5 years on the 50 fastest?
And we want to talk to you every year along the way.
And I say this not in arrogance, but when you look at the average cyber job right now, for every company, you really almost need 3 guys that understand cybersecurity versus 25 IT guys that don't have a clue. And so this is a growing field. And so what we're doing right now, we're training a workforce in my organization that doesn't exist. We're training them for other corporations. And so we have a cyber training academy that focuses only on teaching people how to work with some of your most sophisticated attacks in the world, and we work with them on operational intelligence, how understanding these types of attacks that they may not see anywhere else.
Wow, we're talking with Philip Newhouse. She's the CEO of Extreme Solutions. The website, by the way, is xtreme-solutions-inc.com. So it's not the word extreme with an E, it's with an X.
It's with an X.
Extreme Solutions.
Extreme.
Yes, extreme, as Phyllis is. You mentioned very early on while we were talking the term ethical hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Hope people understand what you mean by that.
Okay. So you, most people understand that when they hear I'm a hacker, they think that's a bad thing.
Right.
So ethical hackers are people who really do this and have a passion for protecting our national security,
yes,
for one thing. So a certified, in our industry, a certified ethical hacker is someone who's certified to go into networks. You know, so that's a difference between somebody who's not authorized,
yes,
and someone who's certified.
And certified, I would imagine, is both
a technical
thing and a security thing, right?
Well, it's a technical,
both.
Yes, and you have to be certified by the National Institute NIST, which is our industry certification.
Sure.
So it's no different than a CPA who has to go get certified.
Yeah.
Ethical hackers have to be certified.
But also, do they have to pass some kind of security clearance?
Background check. Yeah, and so my workforce, 99% of my workforce has minimally a top secret clearance.
Wow.
So how many people is that?
Well, right now we have approximately about 1,400 employees.
Holy,
yeah.
1,400? I didn't expect that.
1,400 top secret clearances, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
And the companies you work for or with vary, don't they?
Yeah. So about 65% of what I do is on the federal side.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are also in private sector. So we're on the critical infrastructure side as well. Oil and gas, electric. We work with transportation, water departments.
You're protecting our infrastructure.
Yeah, critical infrastructure.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
I know. What keeps you up at night?
You know what? Please don't ask that question around my friends. Because
you got a lot of friends around here.
They might tell you that she never goes to sleep. But you know what? I would say, this comes back to that patriotic side of me. What keeps me up at night is worrying about how, in this country, people really still don't take this as a serious issue. We really don't understand the critical infrastructure that we take for granted every day, that it, you know, what it takes to protect your water system,
yeah,
the water that comes in and out of your home that you drink,
yeah,
every day.
Yeah.
So it's just those things, and that if we are advancing enough in technology in this country to be on the top of cutting edge technology, and then too, you know, our school systems, you know, promoting those STEM programs now, so that we can be in a better posture 3 to 5 years from now, in terms of our
when
critical
infrastructure. 4,500 top
Yes.
Yeah. Phyllis Newhouse, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you guys for having me.
Day Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Day. World Breastfeeding Week begins today. And in this edition of For Your Health, we have Sherry Creasa with us. She's an RN certified nurse, midwife, a lactation consultant, spokesperson for Byram Healthcare. And think of the women, the working women who breastfeed. And the Affordable Care Act is on the chopping block, of course. And one of the benefits that Americans stand to lose is the no-cost breastfeeding equipment and support. So a survey was done by Wakefield Research and sponsored by Byram Healthcare, and it showed that most working moms with children under two said access to a breast pump made it possible to return to work. And we know, with certainly economically, how important that is. So, Sherry, what a treat to have you on the show to really flush some of this out for us. Tell us more about what are some of the most surprising findings from this survey that I just mentioned.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking about this really important topic for so many women in our country. It was surprising to see the results that fewer than one in five women understood what the main benefits were under the ACA and what the protections were afforded to them in the workplace, and only about 11% didn't even think they had any protections at all. So these were some surprising results, although unfortunately I see it all day long. Breastfeeding awareness and misunderstanding is what's causing lots of women to not be able to reach their goals.
Yeah, what do you think that's an interesting road to go down. What do you think are some of the biggest misunderstandings?
About breastfeeding?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there is a misunderstanding that, you know, breastfeeding is the norm. I mean, this is not a bonus. This is just what our bodies were supposed to do and what we were supposed to get. A lot of people think of it as like the ideal or the best or the bonus. And I think when we put it that way, we sort of minimize the real need for babies to get that breast milk. It's not just about nutrition. There's all kinds of health benefits and components in the milk that you just can't get any other way. It doesn't come in a can. So the research is there. There's tons of it to show that there are amazing benefits, both short-term, long-term, for children and adults who've been breastfed as children, and also for the mothers who do it. Reduced risks of cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian, postpartum depressions reduced. There's so many important reasons why we need to support breastfeeding women to not only be able to breastfeed but to continue breastfeeding. If we're not going to give them extended maternity leaves like we don't do here in this country, then we need to be able to allow them to go back to work and continue to do what's best for their child.
Yeah, we're speaking with Sherry Criso. She's an RN, certified nurse midwife. We're talking about, in this edition of For Your Health, like I mentioned, breastfeeding. And there's one of the misunderstandings. I know my mother talked about the difference between my brother and myself who was breastfed and how healthy I was and the difference of what had happened to him. So that's one of the things to keep in mind. But what are some of the main legal protections in place for working moms who breastfeed that we probably don't even know about?
Well, one that you mentioned before, which is that moms through the ACA are entitled to a no-cost breast pump during pregnancy, which they can get, and also the lactation support services that they get at no cost, whether it's during the pregnancy and after, and they should take advantage of these benefits. But it turns out that almost half of women are not aware that it even exists, so of course they're not getting the pumps that they should be getting. In addition to all that, there are legal rights that they have when they do return to work. Employers with 50 or more employees must provide hourly employees with reasonable break times, access to a private space with shades and a lock that's not a toilet stall. They shouldn't be pumping in the bathroom. Access to running water and even a refrigerator for storing their breast milk if they choose.
Yeah, so you said a lot of women don't even understand they have this available to them. So what can moms do to advocate for themselves?
Well, just like anything, when I talk about breastfeeding, the most important first thing is to become knowledgeable. And so what we're doing here today, and I'm doing all day and all week and month, really, is talking about what their rights are and giving them that information so they can advocate for themselves. I helped Byram to create a working mom's tool guide. It's a guide to breastfeeding. It's a toolkit that's downloadable right on ByramHealthcare.com. It's totally free, but it's a great resource that any mom can go and get right now that covers, it talks about their breastfeeding rights under the law, guidance on selecting the best breast pump for them, features and things that I talk about, all kinds of tips and advice that I give for breastfeeding and working moms and how to navigate going back to work and pumping. It's not an easy thing to talk about with your employer. For a lot of women, they don't want to talk about it or they wait too long. It's really something you want to do before you have your baby. Try to talk to your HR department if you have one while you're pregnant. You don't want to wait till you're actually there. It's always good to prepare beforehand.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of people wait until they're there, right? And then that creates stress. Yeah,
they do. And a lot of employers are just not teaching their employees. And it's not just about teaching their breastfeeding or expecting employees. They need to be teaching all of their employees about the legal rights of breastfeeding women. This is just one area of, I would consider it, discrimination and harassment. The survey we did showed that most, 66% of these breastfeeding moms who went back to work experienced some kind of frustration or embarrassment at work because they needed to breastfeed or pump, and someone walking in on them, making rude comments to them, asking them to stop pumping or breastfeed somewhere else. This needs to be across the board. It's the employer's responsibility to educate everyone.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because men care about this too, that certainly that have babies, that have wives that are doing this, because you, as you said, it's a complicated process too for a lot of people. It's not easy.
That's right, and it affects all of us. We have wives, they have wives, they have daughters, they have sisters. You know, these are our children. And it's not just a woman's issue. This is everybody's issue, and everybody should be looking at it. And like you said, you know, with the Affordable Care Act on the chopping block, these are benefits that have supported women to be able to return to work and pursue their careers or support their families. Just go support their family. And so we need to know that this is something that could be taken away.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, go to ByramHealthcare.com for that downloadable that Sherry talked about. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so a couple of things about the finding, and this is something that we started to do, you know, a couple times a week where we do a For Your Health, and we talk about all kinds of things. Nothing is out of bounds, right? And it's interesting, she mentioned that it's a thing that a lot of times people are embarrassed, they don't come up and talk about it. And I have friends that just had children, and in two cases, the woman is the main breadwinner, and they've experienced having to deal with this. And it's interesting what the survey showed. So a little bit more on that survey. They said 96% of working moms say they accomplish other tasks while pumping at work, including checking work emails, doing conference calls, eating lunch, making a to-do list. And fewer than 1 in 5, so 18% working moms who breastfed are aware of all the protections that they have actually in the workplace, right? And that's like all of us where we don't know, I think, what half of what you're entitled to know about things that are related, by the way, to your health. And this is a big one. So more than half, 54%, don't know they're legally entitled to that room that she mentioned with shades or no window or whatever, and some of the other accesses to a room with a lock and access to a refrigerator and whatnot. But there's no doubt that the ability to return to work is such a big one for so many families. You know, I say this show is all about what's happening in your world. What's the conversation that's going on? What is it that is the common denominator for so many of us? And I know this is a big one for a lot of people, a lot of young couples, all kinds of couples that make this transition, and there's just absolutely no way they could afford to have one working parent. And that's not even the issue, because they have two working parents. They're two working parents, and there's just so much they don't know. And she made a good point. I think Sherry made a good point that it's just like everything else, right? So you don't know what the deal is, and maybe the employer knows a little bit, but just doesn't know clearly a lot of what can easily be done. It is about having that conversation. How often do we talk about that? Clear communication. Just having the conversation before it becomes an issue, before you're right there coming back, and then there's this scenario that feels embarrassing or strange or whatever. You don't even have to be there in the first place. So pretty interesting stuff on this edition of For Your Health. And thank you all for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.